And then if you'll turn with me to Lord's Day number 4, which is questions numbers 9, 10, and 11 in the Heidelberg Catechism, let us go ahead. I will read the question, and will you please respond with the answer. Question number 9. Does not God, then, do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? No, for God so made man that he could perform it, but man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of this power. Question 10. Will God allow such disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished? Certainly not. But he is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins, and will punish them in just judgment in time and eternity, as he has declared, "Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them." But is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice therefore requires that sin, which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God, be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. So we're coming to the end of the first part of the catechism. Again, just a reminder that question number 1 summarizes what is your only comfort in life and in death? And summary of the summary is, because I belong to Jesus. I belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. And what he has done for me is described in that answer. And then the next question that came up is, well, what do you need to know so you that you can have that comfort in your life and in your death? And the answer is 3 things. First, how great my sin and misery is. The second, how I'm redeemed from all my sins and misery. And the third, how I'm to be thankful to God for such redemption. And so for the past 3 Sundays, we've been focusing in on that first part. How do you know your misery? And so the first is the greatness of my sin and misery. And so we've been considering the revelation of the law of God and how it shows us our sin and our need for a Savior. And also questions that arise, well, if this is perfect, why is it that we sin? What is the cause? And the idea is because of what has happened in the past with Adam, from the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, and also by our own sins as well. And so we need grace. We need the work of the Holy Spirit, question number 8. And so now we come to this question number 9. Does not God then do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? We can't keep the law of God perfectly. We have a sinful nature, born sinners, born in Adam, born sin, and also sinners in Adam as well. And that's what the answer here is, taking from the scriptures. For God so made man that he could perform it. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, Paul writes about being created in righteousness and true holiness. And he's talking about us, but so was Adam and Eve as well. But man, through the instigation or the temptation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of this power. And again, Paul in Romans argues this point, Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. And the comparison is Adam and Christ. We are condemned in Adam. We sinned in Adam. Adam's sin affects us all. And we are saved in Christ. And his righteousness is our righteousness before him if we trust in and believe in Jesus. And so there are 2 categories. There's 2 kinds of people on earth, those that are in Adam and those that are in Christ. All of us were all in Adam from birth. Those who are in Christ, those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, have been transferred from one family to another. But yet, that effect of that sin still is found in our world. Will God allow such disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished? No, certainly not. For he is terribly displeased with both our inward inborn, our state in Adam, as well as our actual sins. And he is a just judge and must punish those justly, both now in time and in eternity. The curses of the law do come upon us. And notice, well, what about mercy? Is God merciful? Yes, he is. But remember, mercy is defined in the context of justice, in the context of the court. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Justice is getting what you deserve. Does God show mercy? Yes. The mercy in Christ. But we must not downplay justice, because to do so, to ignore justice, is to eliminate mercy as well. Both are upheld by God. He is merciful, but he is likewise just. And his justice requires that sin, which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God, be punished with extreme, that is, with everlasting punishment, both of body and soul. And that's what we saw as we considered Isaiah chapter 53. We saw that judgment poured out upon Jesus Christ, the wrath of God poured out without measure upon our sin in our place. And so we will begin starting next week to look at that second aspect, and that is the grace of God in Christ, our redemption, and how that works out in our lives as well in the third part.